درسه هفتم.
Lesson 7. Attention. As you read through a section of text in a book, the highlighted section stands out, causing you to focus your interest on that area. What may be the reason? Attention allows you to tune out information, sensations, and perceptions that are not relevant at the moment, and instead focus your energy on the information that is important. According to psychologist and philosopher William James, attention is taking possession of the mind in a clear and vivid form of one out of what may seem several simultaneously possible objects. It implies withdrawal from some things in order to deal effectively with others. Attention is a concept studied in cognitive psychology that refers to how we actively process specific information present in our environment. As you are reading this, there are numerous sights, sounds, and sensations going on around you, such as the pressure of your feet against the floor, the sight of the street out of a nearby window, the soft warmth of your shirt, the memory of a conversation you had earlier with a friend. How do we manage to experience all of these sensations and still focus on just one element of our environment? Attention is the cognitive process of selectively concentrating on one aspect of the environment while ignoring other things. Attention has also been referred to as the allocation of processing resources. Attention is one of the most intensely studied topics within psychology and cognitive neuroscience. Attention remains a major area of investigation within education, psychology, and neuroscience. Theories of attention. Psychologists attempting to produce a theory of attention in the 1960s and 70s were highly influenced by Donald Broadbent's picture of attention as corresponding to a bottleneck in information processing capacity, resulting from the connection of two separate perceptual processing systems. The first piece of business for these psychologists was to locate this attentional bottleneck by determining which sorts of processing are done by the large capacity, pre-bottlenecked system, and post-bottleneck system. Debates between these psychologists gave rise to various theories in which the selectivity of attention was characterized with a claim about the location of this bottleneck. The main theories of attention can be classified as follows. 1. Late selection theory. According to late selection theory of attention, the consequences of passing through the bottleneck of attention into the post-attentive small capacity system are only 1. That the subject comes to be conscious of the contents that the large capacity system has already succeeded in encoding, and 2. That those contents come to be stored in working memory. 2. Feature integration theory. In the early 1980s, Anne Treisman and her collaborators identified the existence of the binding problem and described a process that could solve that problem. Treisman proposed that attention can be identified with this process. This proposal is known as the feature integration theory of attention. 3. Selection for action theory. According to this theory, the function of attention is not the management of capacity limitations. It is instead the management of capacity excess. It is because we can process multiple stimuli that we can be distracted by them, not because we cannot process them.